Or I'd like to say that I think one of the biggest problems facing the United States right now is the lack of people going into education. And so I really see it as three major a combination of three major factors. First of all, I think as a society, we don't show enough respect for teachers. Everyone seems to think that they know better than what the professional in the classroom does. And so when you compare us to other countries in the world, the way we treat and talk about and show respect to teachers, that's something we really need to work on. These are trained working professionals. Many of them have master's degrees and PhDs, and they have a lot of experience, and we need to trust them to do what they do best. Secondly, when you look at how much is on a teacher's plate. A lot of people are like, oh, they only work 9 months of the year, but teachers are extremely busy. They work very, very long days, and they spend most of their summers doing professional development and planning for the next year. So I think when you compare how we treat teachers and the way we treat the profession as a whole, and you compare it with how much work teachers have to do, and then the work that they have to do is just magnified more when we're short paras and other types of support staff. And so teachers probably don't get a lunch break. They're probably having to help cover the crossing guard after school or whatever task the building needs them to do. When you compare how much is on their plate with what they make, a lot of teachers very quickly start to realize that they could leave the profession and have a less stressful life and make more money. A lot of our buildings right now, so to be a teacher mentor for a new teacher, you only have to have taught 4 years. And it's amazing in how many cases we have teachers who are just 3 or 4 years out of college and they're having to serve as a mentor because we just don't have that many veteran teachers in our buildings. One of our goals really has to be to help make that transition into the profession easier so that we can do a better job keeping and retaining those young teachers. They're the future. And if we don't have good quality people in our classrooms, I don't know what we're going to do in the future.